that time again. It's 7 p.m. on the East Coast, and you know what time it is. I am JT. He is Mac Williams, and the show is called The No Chaser. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to talk to Mac and me. All right, without further ado, we have two special guests. I know Mac wants to bring him in, so without further ado, I'll bring Mac, the man of No Chaser. Welcome, Mac.
What's happening, Jay? How's your week been?
Very well, very well.
Good. My week has been very well. My week has went actually better than well. Maryland got smacked. let's see what else. Maryland got smacked. Michigan won. My Tigers won.
Yes, I know about that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I put that all over Facebook. I let them know.
We know you do that.
And I am anxious, and I have to apologize to my guests because this is just what I do. I haven't introduced them yet, but I know they're listening, so I might as well get it out the way. I am waiting for Sunday night when Dallas plays the Redskins.
Yes.
Everybody knows Kermit the Frog cannot throw a ball.
Oh, boy.
Frog cannot be quarterback. Yes, I'm a Redskin hater, so now y'all know that's my secret. But anyway, all right. Hope you all had a good week. You know, for all those government workers that are out because of the shutdown, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with you guys. I hope they, you know, open it back up soon. And that's all I'm going to say about that. In the meantime, I got guests with me, a very special guest. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. But I will say this. If you've seen the shirts around the area, I know you like it. If you bought them, great. If you haven't, you need to get it. And after we get done with this, my guests will tell you where you can pick them up. But I would tell everybody, pick them up, especially for this Sunday's game. Get your colors. Whether you're a Dallas Cowboy fan or a Redskin fan, they have the colors that you need. And if you haven't heard the line, it's called Don't Be a Bama. It's called Don't Be a Bama. And we have this. We have the guests right now on our show. We have both co-CEOs. We have the CEO, Tremaine Davis, and his other CEO, Natalie Starr, on the show. Want to welcome you guys to the show. Thanks for coming on, Tremaine. Thanks, Natalie. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate you, Mac. Thanks.
And yeah, thank you for having us.
No, no problem.
I gotta say is, y'all theme music is like that. I love it. Tap my foot, so I'm serious. I love it.
Yeah, the theme music. That's my man, Pete.
Yeah.
Rock. Yeah, if you don't know about
right,
P-Rock.
Right, that's nice.
Yes,
oh, yeah, I know
thank
about P-Rock. Yeah, yeah, that's hot.
You a New Yorker, aren't you?
No.
Nah,
I'm a New Yorker a little bit in my heart,
well,
but not.
Well, she is. You got a little, she got an accent. I don't know where it's from.
Really? Everybody
yeah,
thinks I'm
accent.
From Texas somewhere or something, because my accent is kind of
like
real
thick. It sounds like New York, actually. Actually, it sounds
okay.
Like New York, but, you know,
nah,
I like
that. That was the first setup question, Matt. Because if even one of us would have said we was from New York, we'd have lost all our followers. But don't be a Bama.
I see you was trying to
test us right there.
No. Because to be honest with you, don't be a Bama applies to all 50 states.
No, it
don't
does.
Be a Bama
it does,
anywhere.
It does.
It's just the fact that some people don't know what a Bama is.
Yeah.
And they being a Bama.
Right.
And then there's people in this area who know they're a Bama, don't care about they being a Bama, and still want to wear the shirt, don't be a Bama. Okay? How about wear the shirt, don't be a Bama, and look like a Bama? I mean, it could be either way. So, no, I wasn't setting you up. Your followers from wherever they are understand. I'm going to let you right now, while we're on the phone, I'm going to let you guys start off. And my first question is, can you please tell people, both of you, in your opinion, but tell me, what is a Bama? Tell people what a Bama. Break it down to us. Tell us what it is so that we know what a Bama is that we don't want to be.
Okay, so it's pretty much it's levels to this, right? It's levels. Well, Bama pretty much the way we use it in the DMV is like somebody who's corny, no swag, you know, you a hater, you just ain't put together right. But that's pretty much the whole premise of everything. And once we tell people the definition, they're like, oh, I know one of those. So it's just like, you know, because everybody knows a Bama, but it's just pretty much anything negative. Like, so even if, like, if you're a bully, you know, you're a Bama. If you talk real loud and you're disrespectful, you know, you're a Bama. Like, pretty much that. That's what it. That's how I define it.
What about you, Trash?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me about that. Tell me what that is, Mr. Davis.
Yeah, Bama, she pretty much covered it, but Bama's, they come in all shapes, sizes, forms, ages. There's no limitation to who a Bama is. There's no respect for color, creed. Bama's come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. But, yeah, everybody knows one. I mean, you go to a restaurant, one of your homeboys, he don't tip. He's been a Bama, you know. It's so many different ways that you can encapsulate what a Bama is. So, like Natalie was saying, once people get a hold to what the meaning is, everybody says, "Man, I know a Bama. I need one of those shirts."
Yeah, that's a funny thing. So let me ask you this. So Jerry, do you know any Bama?
Oh, everybody knows a Bama. Hell yeah, I know it. I know several Bama. What are you talking about?
Did you know what it was before you saw it?
No, I did not. I'll tell you that's the truth. No, I did not. I did not know what a Bama was. So,
I just got a little education. To explain it to you. So that way you'll be like, okay, because I don't want you to get a shirt and then you don't know what the heck it is. You'll be like, what does that mean?
I would never do that.
It means you.
I would never do that.
You know?
If I see something like that on a shirt, I got to know what the meaning is before I decide to wear it. So
that's absolutely. So now you clear. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jerry's mind, like mine was just ticking with people like, okay, he a Bama. Okay, he a Bama. Ooh, I didn't know that was a Bama. So, but anyway, let's cut to the chase. Let me ask you guys, both of you. One of the things on my show that I try to bring, and Jerry knows this too, is I try to bring on I brought guys with names, guys who are famous, a lot of people. And what I try to do is everybody sees your glory, as they said the other night, but they don't know your story. And people don't know the process. So people see your shirts and say, oh, that's great. I want to get a shirt like that. But they didn't pay the price that I always tell people, you got to learn what it takes to pay the price. What did they pay to have that success or to have that? And so what I want to get into is how did you guys meet? How did you guys start this idea? Where did it come from? And, you know, just give me those. I just want to know what that was like so people can understand what you went through to get it where you were. So whoever wants to take that, whether it's Tremaine or Natalie, you know, go right ahead.
That's a really, really good question. And that's true because people always understand your glory, but they don't they see the glory, but they don't understand the story. So that's a really good question. Me and Trey, we met back in, I think it was like 2010, at another business, and somebody approached me and my partner about getting into another business venture. And Trey, at the time, he had an investment company. So I met him at the meeting, and we met, and we kind of stayed in touch. And then when I was getting ready to launch Don't Be a Bam, I actually was hitting up people asking them if they wanted to buy a shirt. So he was somebody that I always thought was real cool. So I hit him up and said, hey, do you want to buy a shirt? He was like, sure, I'll take one for me and my wife. So he bought one. They both got one. And a couple months later, I was just kind of like trying to get everything started. He was like, you know what? I might want to help you out with this. And it was just an instant click, and we're just great business partners. And it's so cool because it already kind of had gotten a little traction just because we did like a little test run. But when we linked up together, that's when there was just like an explosion of everything. And we got some stories to tell about the struggle, because I think with a lot of entrepreneurs, there's always a little struggle period where you're trying to get things up and running and hoping that it catches on. But we've been through some things. Like, we've been through a lot. So.
Okay. And Tremaine, you concur with that story? Or, you know, what made you take interest after you bought the shirt? I mean, what was that conversation like when you bought it that made you come back a couple of months later and say, oh, man, you know, we could do something?
Well, she, when she first introduced the con, and like she said, we already had a bit of a history together, being friends and, you know, talking business and things like that. Natalie and I have known each other for a couple of years already. So when she first introduced the concept to me, I laughed. I said, man, this is dope. Like, of course I want some shirts, you know, and just seeing the fresh design and, you know, everything that that was actually on the shirt, the stars in the bar, repping D.C., the word Bama, which is something that is synonymous with D.C., you know, once you actually see it in live and living color, man, I said, man, this is a dope concept, a dope idea. You know, I really probably want to talk to you about how we can really push this brand. And, you know, we already had an existing relationship, so it was an easy conversation for us to have. And once we really started nailing down some of the marketing strategy and things like that, and like she mentioned, I already had an investment company, so business is really my strong suit. And as you can see, the design is hot, and that's what Natalie does really well. So it just was a great marriage of talent, and we were able to really create something awesome in the city. I mean, the city has really responded and really showed us love. So, you know, that's kind of the Reader's Digest version of it. But, man, when I first saw it, I had to be involved.
Wow. And so Natalie, you're the one who came up with the design that we see.
Yes, it was back in, it was like last November. I just thought it would be real dope. So there should be a shirt that says, "Don't be a bum." I think that people really like it. So I hit this guy up. Shout out to Lance Wiggs. He's a talented designer from this area. He's like between here and California. And I hit him up about designing a shirt. He sent back the design, and I made a couple of tweaks to it. And then I started showing a couple people. So from November to maybe like January, I sold maybe about 25, 30 shirts. And then we waited a while because it was cold, and Bama's don't want to wear no T-shirt, you know, when it's cold outside. So, you know what I'm saying? So pretty much we kind of relaunched in May, and that was, and me and Trey linked up in April, got, you know, all the prototypes. We did, like, a nice little celebrity outreach. And then May was when we first, like, initially started. We're like, this is, like, okay, our official Don't Be a Bama launch. Let's see what this shirt can do. And after that, it was just like, kaboom. Like, it was crazy.
I know. It was like, wow. Because when I first saw it just this summer at the Goodman Round Ball Classic, and I had never seen your shirts before, ever. But again, I told you guys off the air, I used to draw and paint, so I'm artistic. I have an artistic side. When I saw it, I was like, dude. And what a lot of people don't know, my wife knows, but I have a real, like, fetish for T-shirts. I collect T-shirts. Like, my wife be like, dope. Look, those shirts out. You, like, you wear the same. You only wear the certain shirts that you really, really, really like. The ones that you don't, throw them out because there's too many of them. I have T-shirts, T-shirts, T-shirts. And T-shirts is what I love. T-shirts and hoodies. So as soon as I saw you guys' stuff, I was like, man. I was like, that's cool. Don't be a Bama. And I knew.
That's tight.
I was like, man. But to be honest with you, in my mind, I kept saying, you mean you really sell this stuff crazy, like, and all it says is Don't Be a Bama? Like,
yeah,
the concept in my head didn't make sense at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I started to think about it, I was like, everybody knows a Bama. So,
right.
You know, I tell you what, I'm going to give this design thing to you for free. I get 10% off the next shirt. But this is what I would do. I would put on the back of the Don't Be a Bama shirt, Bama stuff. Like, Don't Be a Bama. Like on the back of the shirt, I would have talking on the cell phone while you ordering food at a fast food restaurant.
Little Bama tendency.
Yeah, on the back. You know what I'm saying?
The tendency,
get you, don't
right,
be a
right.
Design the same. On the back, you just put stuff on there that's like, you know, being on the phone on the toilet in a public bathroom. Don't be a Bama.
Right.
You can come up with all kind of things that are short on the back of the shirt. So that way when people see it, they're like, oh, that's what a Bama is. Oh, I know my man.
Right.
He was sitting there last week in the stall talking on the phone. You know?
That is,
I mean,
so funny.
It's all kind of little Bama tendencies. You know what I'm saying?
Right, tendencies. And it's crazy because when we first came out, like when we first kind of launched, a couple people were like, dang, how come I ain't come up with that? Because it's been around the area for so long. It's been like, we've been saying it for years. And even when I like, when we registered the trademark and we got the notice back, like, okay, it's official. I'm like, so we're the first people to trademark Don't Be a Bama. It's just when you think about, you know, how stuff, there was a void until, you know, you put your idea in the market. It's just, you know, just crazy stuff. But when we first started also, we got hit up from some people, you know, from Alabama. They were like, are you talking about us? And we're like, no, this is not about you guys. And then, you know, you got people who don't know how to pronounce it. They're like, don't be a bum. Are you talking about our president? We're like, no.
Oh,
this has nothing to do with the president. Has nothing to do with people in Alabama. Like, this is something we've been saying for a while. And the cool thing is that, like, New York has really, really been showing us a lot of love. I have a cousin up there. Shout out to Chris Dale. And he's been really, like, plugging Don't Be a Bama. And people in New York are loving it. And that's, like, our after Atlanta, that's the next market that we're really concentrating on penetrating. So, just cool stuff.
I mean, that's a good thing. Now, I don't know. Now, I'm a little older than y'all. Now, when I hear the word Don't Be a Bama, I'm going to be honest with you. For me, the roots of Don't Be a Bama are from Alabama. Because it used to be that when you said the guy was from Bama, it would do Bama stuff, it would be country. So you would use the last word Bama, which meant Alabama. Even though I know you're not talking about Alabama, but the people who did Bama stuff usually were you. What you meant by Bama was country.
Right. Yeah. That's the origin of the word. Like that's
exactly.
Yeah. We just started researching, just kind of figured out how like it came to be. So that's how the original term was. But I think of course with any culture, once you start remixing stuff, you start putting your own little spin to it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When we tell people now, you know. Like, this one person hit us up, they were like, you know what I mean? I'm from this state, and I love our state. I'm like, we love Alabama, too. It's just that D.C. kind of took it and we remixed it.
Alabama stuff.
And
like
that was
wearing,
not from the mouth of
Alabama. Like wearing plaid pants. Like wearing plaid pants, you know, wearing a suit, a wool suit in the summertime, that's country. That's Bama.
A wool suit. A wool suit. Yeah,
see,
wool suit in the summertime.
I can say it. See, I can say it because it ain't. I can say it because they can send me all the hate calls. Like, you know, you talking about our state? Nah, I ain't talking about your state. But y'all do some Alabama stuff. I can't be mad at you. Y'all do some people from the. Hey, look, I grew up born and raised Detroit. The black folks that I knew that came from Alabama to move to Detroit was Bama. They did Bama stuff from Alabama. Why are you wearing your pants so high? Because you from Alabama. Get some don't front. Wear some pants that come down across your ankles. That's Bama.
That's funny.
Because you from Alabama. You country. I mean, but the funniest thing was when you call people Bamas and the guy was Bama and they was from Alabama country and didn't even realize. You'd be like, it means Alabama. It means you country. You know. Anyway, but as
that's
I said.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's true. But, I mean, I know it means something different now. But every time I hear Don't Be a Bama, I'm not going to lie to you. Because of my age, because of how I was brought up, that's what I think of. I always think of Alabama. It's a shame. It's got a great college, won all these championships, you know. Your man down there got the Crimson Tide. But, you know, they still Bama. But anyway. All right. So anyway, as I said, but let me ask you this. How many stores are you in now, and where are you at? Can you tell people where to go pick up your stuff outside of, obviously you have it on your website because I've seen it on your website. I'm looking at it now. But if somebody wants to go into a store somewhere around the area or whatever state you're in, can you tell people, like, what stores you're in and what cities you're in?
Absolutely. We right now we're in the DMV, of course. We're in Sports Zone, the retailer Sports Zone. We have 8 stores for Sports Zone. PG Plaza, Mount Vernon Plaza, Rivertown,
Annapolis
Mall,
Howard University, Heckinger, Montgomery Mall, Rivertown. You can get them all on our website. We'll give it our website at the end, and we have a list of the stores on the site.
Yep, and we're also available at AUP, Art Under Pressure. Shout out to them. They were actually the first store that showed us love. So definitely want to shout out to Art Under Pressure up on Georgia Avenue. We have tees available there as well. And also in Atlanta, like I was mentioning off air, we just picked up another store down there called Move Music. Right in Little Five Points, they love our gear, and we actually available in Atlanta at Move Music. As well. So we're starting to expand outside of the city. We're excited about the growth and the expansion, man. The city's really been showing us love, and what's happening is a lot of the celebrities that are from this area don't live in this area. So as they've been repping our brand, they've actually been taking Don't Be a Bama to other states and other cities, kind of laying the groundwork for us to be able to go to some of these other places. So it's a real interesting thing.
Wow. well. Well, the other question I wanted to ask, because I'm sitting here looking at this stuff, it's really good color. I mean, if you can't match it up with something, I mean, if you can't match up the colors and the design with nothing, then you a Bama. But anyway,
we literally have like every color of the rainbow, like.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm looking, because I think even, and that's the funny thing. All you Dallas fans, he even got "Don't Be a Bama" in your colors, and Redskin fans, he has "Don't Be a Bama" in the Redskin colors too. Tell me about. I know you have T-shirts, but when did you start the hoodies? Because I don't know if people know that you guys have hoodies now that say "Don't Be a Bama." For those who are, you know, for now when it's starting to get cold, can purchase those. When did you guys start the hoodies?
We just actually dropped the hoodies, the long sleeve tees, and the crew neck sweatshirts. Maybe about a month, about 2 weeks ago. Into the third week, yeah, the weather started to change. Of course, we had to release something for the fall. We actually got more pieces coming for the fall. And once the winter line drops, we're going to have some real dope gear for the cold weather as well. So we got everybody covered no matter what the season is. Don't be a Bama got you. You're going to be able to stay fresh because we're going to keep it fresh.
What is – now, just give us – this is an exclusive, y'all. Just remember, this is a No Chaser exclusive. Give me a sneak peek of what you're going to have for the winter line.
I don't know, Mac.
Give me one item.
Letter jacket.
Oh, okay, bet.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
that's gonna be.
Yes.
We got some people who have inquired about it. And you know what's funny too? Another little thing, like people keep hitting us up about baby onesies. They're like, "Can you please make some onesies for my baby?" And we're like, "Yeah." So I guess they don't, you know, they want to let the baby spread the word too. But we're about to drop some onesies, and we're about to drop some letter jackets too. That's gonna be real tough too.
Now the letter jackets are gonna be the leather or leather-like sleeves with the wool. And Don't Be a Bama will be where? On the front and the back of the lapel, on the front of the chest, on the lapel, or how does that work?
The front of the chest, like probably like the left side of the chest right there, like real, you know, so Bama can see, you know, what you don't want to be naked as soon as you look at it. So.
Now, we're going to have the design of Don't Be a Bama on the back? What'd you say, Jerry?
Probably not. We'll probably just do, we still playing around with that idea, but we know that for sure it's going to be probably like in a little corner, like a little, you know, little patch right there.
Okay. I just thought you guys were going to do the back of the Letterman jacket, like stitch it, like Don't Be a Bama. I was like, oh man, but
we might surprise.
Okay, all right. Well, that's an exclusive for all you people.
Right.
Onesie.
A No Chaser exclusive.
Exactly. Onesie and Letterman jacket.
Really?
That's
so maybe I should have waited until I ordered my sweatshirt because I just ordered a sweatshirt from you guys.
Oh. Don't worry about
it. We're gonna keep it fresh, man. So you can always come back and holler at us. Trust me.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm glad you guys got that. Now, are you guys gonna do skull caps? I'm asking that.
The little wool kind of. Yeah, we are gonna get into that because that's gonna be a staple of fashion now. Like every brand's pretty much dropping those. So. Of course, we got to do those. We got some really cool, exciting things coming out.
I'm glad.
A whole bunch of different lifestyle elements. So people, the thing is with Don't Be a Bama, it's a statement. And it's something that is just, it's here. It's here to stay. And I think that people have been hitting us up about different lifestyle elements, like baby onesies and, you know, we're going to do some pajama pants. Like, people just really want to push this joint to the max. So we're going to be offering some fresh stuff. We got some tricks up our sleeves for this fall and winter.
Well, I'm glad. Let me ask you this. Do you and Tremaine think that you'll ever go or develop another line or something? Or is that something you're working on? Yeah, I have very good questions, and it's funny that you mentioned that because we actually have a bunch of lines,
but we just recently launched two lines. One of them is called King. And the tagline of that is superior always. And the premise behind King is it's a line for females and males, but the premise is the way you think, the way you move, superior always. So King is a mindset. It's not really a gender thing. But we've been getting a lot of good reception from that. Different celebrities have been wearing it. showing love. And we haven't even really officially launched that yet. We just kind of did like a nice test run with a few big name celebrities, and they're loving it. So that's one line. And then we also dropped another line called, it's called That Jesus Shirt. It's a real fly shirt. It's That Jesus Shirt, and the tagline of that is Walk on Water. And that actually is in 8 sports zones, the same 8 sports zones that were in Fordoka, Bama. Yeah, so, yeah, we're just like, we're just trying to take over the world pretty much. So, yeah,
I'm
going to
start calling y'all Boris and Natasha. Hey, Jerry, I didn't think they were going to get that one, though. When I said Boris,
I got that. Hey,
yeah, they got
now.
That.
We on it.
Come on now.
Okay.
I got a question. Yeah. Who is the more aggressive one here in this duo?
She is. I think no. It depends, because it's funny. We have this running joke where we always call each other, like we'll be like, oh, I got a herpes, this, or my boss is gonna fire me. So we always have this little joke where we like, I have like, let me hurry up and do these things because my boss is gonna fire me. He's like, no, you the boss. So it depends on what it is, because Trey does have his moments, but he is aggressive, and I have mine too. So it's a good balance, though.
It seems like it, but I'm willing to bet.
No.
I'm willing to bet. You're the one. You're the salesperson. You're the.
I'm not.
Right?
I just want to point out who answered that question.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm noticing that, Trey. I'm noticing that, Trey.
Exactly. I'm on that. That's why I said I'm laughing, because I'm sitting here and I'm going like, man, I was like, she's the salesperson. Like, she was like, if I was a businessman and she was, I'd be like, okay, you go in and kill him. I'll come in and hit him with the financials.
And that's exactly what we do sometimes.
Exactly.
Too, like,
that's what I said. Tremaine is the one who's got the head for the numbers. Like, okay, we can do this, the marketing. You're the voice box. Like, you the one, like you would be the person that I would stick on him. Like, okay, I don't really know how to tell him this. You tell him.
And you know what's funny? Because that's where Trey comes in, because stuff like that, when it's like little, we got to get somebody like, oh, you know, we're not really going to partner with you on this, or different little things like that. I'm like, Trey, I need you to call them and tell them that we're not doing this. He's like, what? Like, Trey is a sickle person. That's the sickle guy right there. That's
mm-hmm. Basically, I had to tell everybody all the bad news.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you wanted those sides. Let me find out. Hey, we ain't got no money to pay for the meal. You tell him. I'm gonna go outside. You be like, damn it, why I gotta do the work? And by the time you look around,
I run to the car and Trey has to tell him.
Hey, look, and by the time you look around, she gone. You ain't even got
exactly.
No choice, damn it.
Exactly.
And here comes the waiter. Damn it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
she always leads me to give everybody the bad news, and you know, I gotta sit around and take the punishment, take the beat down. You know.
And then she comes in later and be like, you all right? What you mean
yeah,
I'm all
yeah,
right?
Yeah. She comes in and ask me, am I all right? You know, we got to bail
right?
money in the drawer right now just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you remember back in the day, the commercials where they used to run through the wall and leave a little silhouette? That's me. I'm like, pew! And it'd be like a little silhouette of me running through the wall. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Like, wow. It ain't that bad.
Well, let me ask you guys. Can you tell us who has been wearing your stuff that we know? Celebrities. Who would we catch wearing your stuff around the way? I do remember being at the Round Ball Classic, and I think you guys gave one to John Wall. I remember that because I was sitting next to him talking to him. And I was about to steal it from him. I was about to be like, dog, you really ain't gonna wear that. Just give me the shirt. But how many celebrities have you actually had that have had that? Did you guys get it into Kevin Durant's hands?
Yes, we did. Kevin has some. Wale has some.
Wow.
Tigger, he Instagrams all the time. Like, we love Tigger. Tigger was showing so much love. Who else on Instagram? Navarro Bowman, Jeff Green from the Celtics. Jeff Green from the Celtics. Mike Beasley from the Heat. Roger Maybe from the Heat. Kenny Burns, who else?
Y'all got everybody at the Round Ball Classic, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, they actually were. They started wearing that stuff around when we first launched. It was amazing how many people just hit us up. Like, one of the most surprising things was on our Instagram, Roger Mason commented on the picture. He was like, I've seen everybody with the tees. when I'm getting my C's. We're like, what in the world? It's just so surreal, you know, just seeing people who are, you know, worldwide figures rocking and stuff. It's just cool. Real cool.
Yeah, so you got a couple. So you got a couple Heat guys. Because Roger just signed with the
and
Heat.
And that's my team right there. That's my squad.
Beasley
so
back with the Heat.
Oh,
yeah, we're trying to, let me say this. We're going to find out.
Please.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out, like everybody else, the first time they lose and everybody split, we're going to find out who the Miami Heat for, because all y'all Heat fans sound just like them Michael Jordan fans. I'm Chicago for life. Chicago, Chicago. You can't find a Chicago Bull fan to save their life until I didn't see a Chicago Bull shirt until what's his name?
Derrick Rose.
Until D. Royce came in between then and there, I ain't seen one person wearing a nut. Man, wear that man's shoes, but you won't wear that man's shirt. I know that's
I'm
right.
Not
I'm
no,
like, yeah. And
I'm
people
not no
die hard just like y'all. Yeah,
I'm not a bandwagon type. I've been down with the Heat, like, way before the big three got together. Like, that's been my team for a while. Even the season where we would always exit the playoffs, first round, didn't make the playoffs, I was down. So,
okay.
You must be talking about the other people listening, because you ain't talking
okay,
about
let
me.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Have you been a Heat fan from the day they became, the day they became?
Nah.
Exactly.
Nah.
You bandwagon. You got to be there from the beginning.
No.
I feel like if you gotta be in order to classify yourself as a real fan, I'm a Wizards fan, and if you haven't had 10 or more losing seasons consecutively,
I feel
been a fan.
I feel for you, my brother. I feel. If you a Wizards fan, I feel for you, my brother. Trust me, I feel for you.
I'm a real fan.
Look,
I bought tickets last year and everything.
I'm really excited
to see what the Wizards are going to do, because last year when John came back late in the season, they was falling. So I'm really excited to see what the Wizards do, because John Wall, he can play. So I think it's going to be a good season for the Wizards, even though I'm not really, you know, that's not my crew. But, you know, I just love basketball, so
you
I know
in this
up.
Area and that's not your crew.
I give women a lot of latitude
because, you know, y'all women. I don't really hold y'all.
Oh, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Yeah, I'm going to go there.
Hey, Mac.
What?
What you just said, don't be a Bama.
Don't be a Bama.
I can't agree with you, Mac, because my boss might fire me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't say it right. Don't be a male chauvinist, Bama. Yeah, that's what it, you should have said. Then you would have been right.
So, yeah, I agree with you.
It's funny because if y'all knew who my football team was, y'all would probably call me a Bama, but I'm not going to say who my football team is. I'm not going to say. I'm just like.
Probably Dallas.
I know. Trey is a Redskins fan, so, you know, I'm glad that we rapping. Don't be bad with rapping the home team. Because I was like, since we all know we're Bama, I'll be part-time Redskins fan sometimes, which is, you know. So, you know.
Yeah, because you well, that's true, because you got
to be.
Probably. You can't be
there,
you can't, because then they won't buy nothing. Then you got to give
right,
them something.
I'll be on Instagram like, go. And you know what's, and I forgot to mention, one night we were at Park, and we were dropping some shirts off to Kenny Burns, and RG3 happened to be there that night. Mm-hmm. And I'm real cool with one of the security guards there at Park. So he took us right to RG3, and we gave RG3 a shirt. And he was like, what's a Bama? And we told him, he laughed, and he was like, this is hot, this is cool. So he held up a shirt and took a picture, and like, I've already kind of liked RG3 because I like people who talk about greatness and who just, you know how great they are. So I was already, like, a fan of his. But that night, just meeting him, and he was just so cool down to earth. So I'm real team RG3, but not really team Redskins, but I do love me some RG3, though. So.
Man, everybody likes frogs. They're cute. I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, look. I don't care what guest it is. I'm gonna be little. I ain't gonna change for nobody. Everybody knows frogs cannot throw a ball. I don't know why knows that. A frog cannot throw the ball. You can't sit here and tell me. You can't tell me that RG3 don't look like Kermit the goddamn old frog in his face. Tell me he don't.
Yeah, you over there.
I ain't got no comment. I love
I know. Bronx eat Subway too. That's right. Anyway, all I'm saying to y'all is, all I'm saying to y'all on Sunday, Redskins is getting crushed. I'm saying it right now.
I agree. I already saw that
40 they put with Denver. I know Redskins ain't got no defense like Denver. I know y'all ain't got no quarterback like Denver. I know y'all.
Yeah, but
I don't know, Romo find a way not to get it done.
But all I can
say Romo gets on my nerves. I'm just like, fire him, please.
You got an owner that's trying to prove that he was right, and he don't want to let it go.
Yeah.
He need to let it go, because there's a whole lot of quarterbacks y'all could have picked up over the last 5-6 years.
But the thing is,
when you have a vision, and even just a business, just business sports in life, like when you have a vision, what's best, like what you think is best has to come subject to the vision. Even with Don't Be a Bama, I'd be pumping the mess out of Redskins, because what else was I talking about? Don't Be a Bama, go Cowboys, yay! Like, so I'm like, Jerry, he needs to get the revelation of, you know, if Romo ain't the best pick, I'm fired. We try to win a ring. We try to go back to the big show. So, exactly. You cannot fire as a business owner. That's one thing you cannot have is fired. Exactly. Well, so, I mean, I might as well tell Tremaine now.
Tremaine, I'm just letting you know now, I am a born and raised Detroit fan. Everything is Detroit. Congratulations to my Tigers on winning. You know, I just want to say we're going up against Boston. I know you guys are probably Nationals fans.
I'm a Nats fan. I still mess with Nats fans
even now on my Facebook page, and I keep trying to tell them, you dummies, sat your ace last year when you came down to a game seven and you lost. And now you didn't even make it back. That was the dumbest move in the world. And here
we had a chance to really do something last year.
And y'all let that boy send, y'all shut that boy down. I don't care what nobody say. Y'all going to regret that for years. Because if that, y'all never make it back to that point, you had an ace that could have got y'all there.
Anyway,
the fact that my Lions kicked the Redskins' ass, you know, y'all, all Redskins fans, y'all looked at that. Y'all looked at the schedule, and I know what you said. Oh, the Lions? Man, we got this. Yeah. Y'all got fooled, and y'all got tricked. The devil is a liar. And y'all got beat.
So, the Lions been doing pretty decent. They've been a sleeper team for the last couple of years, ever since Megatron got in the mix. They have been a sleeper team.
Yeah, that's true. But that, y'all, the
Lions is one of them teams that if you don't show up, y'all can't win.
Nah, y'all gotta get rid of your cornerback. What's his name? What's your boy's name?
D-Hall.
D, I want to be so much like Deion. Paul, you need to get rid of that dude. That dude.
Hey, but the thing is, the terrible part about it is that he the best we got.
Man, he ain't the best you got. Megatron cooked him on one side, then the second half he flipped him over and cooked him again on the other side. So cooked swordfish. That dude is a bum. But anyway, let me ask you this. What do you guys see yourself with this business long term? Let's say 5 years. It's fast forward 5 years from now. Where do we see don't be a Bama, or with what you're doing? What is your vision to take the company? Because I know you guys have more than one line, but where do you see yourself with the lines, and what is your big picture dream?
Well, the big picture is the name of our company is called Art Life. And the definition of what Art Life does is basically we find innovative and unique ways to present lifestyle elements to the market. So Don't Be a Bama is one of our brands. Of course, we have that Jesus shirt, Walk on Water. Then we have King, Superior Always. Those are just three of the renderings that Art Life has launched to date. But we have like four other things that's sitting on the shelf right now in concept that we're working on. So our life is just always going to be putting out hot stuff, hot gear, hot, and it's not even just limited to apparel. You know, we've got a few other things that we're working on that concepts that are going to change the community. We have things that are in the tech field. I mean, we just got our hands in everything. So we want to be kind of one of those multifaceted companies that can do it all, You know, we want to be kind of the go-to company to really kind of get things done. If you want to find a way to introduce something to the market, if you want to find a niche, if you want to find some way where you can, you know, find something that nobody else is doing, we're going to be the company that you want to go to. And, you know, the three products that we have out right now kind of prove or kind of give a real good, you know, example of what it is that Art Life is trying to do. So long term, you know, we've been able to launch these three brands successfully in a short period of time since we launched our company. And, you know, so you talking 5-10 years from now, man. I probably got one word for you, Forbes.
Okay. And that's why I ask because, you know, I know people have success now, but, you know, I just like to see people know that you have to have a plan for years from now. What are you going to do? You can't rest your laurels on one trick ponies. You got to have
absolutely
something.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad to see you guys are doing it.
Well, market research says that the shelf life of any clothing brand is like 3 to 5 years. So if you go into the clothing and apparel industry and you think that that's something that's going to take you for the next 30 years, unless it's named Calvin Klein or Polo, you got to have a backup plan.
You guys, one of you guys got the radio on or something? What is that? There's an echo. Am I hearing that wrong?
No. Let me... Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, but it sounds like you echoing up, like you real loud, okay. Like you just got on, like you stepped on the world stage and just said, hey.
Hey, you asked me about 5-10 years from now. That's just
yeah,
that world stage.
Yeah, you were echoing. I was like, good Lord, he echoing. I was like, turn your radio
yeah,
down. You sound like one
of
the preacher.
He was like, look, I see the mountaintop.
Exactly. You know what I was hearing. Yeah, she knew what I was hearing. I was like, wait a minute. Like, he's a Martin Luther King moment. Wait a minute.
I
was like, dang, I asked him 5-10 years. I didn't ask him, was he free at last? But,
that's cool because, you know what, I just want to give a shout out to Trey real quick because I think it's cool the way that we linked up, but we both have that mindset of just wanting to be the best at everything that we do, and I think that just greatness is something that we strive for with everything. So even with Don't Be a Bama, it's funny because I just thought it was going to be like a hot T-shirt concept that was going to ride out through the summer. It was going to, you know, kind of maybe fizzle out. And then Trey said one thing to me one day. He was like, no, Ned, this is going to be like one of the icon of DC brands that really, you know, did something and just stuck around. And I was like, it just kind of shifted because I was already thinking, okay, this is going to be a big T-shirt. We're going to sell millions of T-shirts, da da da. But, I mean, just we kind of always kind of sharpen each other, kind of like an iron sharpens iron type of thing. And just the whole, you know what I mean? And I think it's cool when you have a partner like that because we're always challenging each other to be better, to be greater. And so I feel you on the I Have a Dream speech you just gave.
Yeah. I have the same equivalent with certain people in my life. Like Jerry's one of those people who always challenges my opinions or what I say, but I like that because I look at it as because he makes me a better host because I know I can't just tell, I ain't going to just be able to tell Jerry anything because Jerry's going to be like, what? Like, what are you saying? Like, no, you clarify that. Are you telling me, you know, he's my conscience, man, because I get on the radio and I say some things and I be knowing, like, I have to know, like, before I get on the station, I'll be like, okay, if I say that, you better be able to prove that. Because if you don't, Jerry going to tear your ass up and you're going to look crazy. I can't go on here looking crazy. I got to be on my A game. You know,
and that's so cool to have.
And it's a cool person to have like that when whatever you're doing because it makes you enjoy doing it because you feel challenged. They just don't sit there and go like, you know, they ain't, you know, they not, you know, the entourage.
They're not there just for the ride. They're gonna, exactly.
If only people could understand, that's what real friends are, the ones that challenge you and say tell you the things you don't want to hear. But you know, we haven't learned that yet. So like I said, I understand the iron sharpens iron. And that reminds me of a scripture that says, I think in the Bible it says, in the company of many, there you'll find wisdom. So when you have people around you, just not just your own thoughts, but when you put people around you and you have a company of many, different opinions, different ideas, things, you find wisdom.
Right.
So
Yep.
You know, Don't Be a Bam is a great line, but I think your greatest, and I don't know if you guys ever thought of this, but I think the reason why your brand is going to be so successful and last longer than the shelf life, I think, is because, and it's real simple, everybody in the 50 states don't know what a Bam is.
Right. Yeah, and I love that you said that. Yeah.
And so you're reaching out. So as it goes further to this place, you're gonna say, "What's a Bama?" And then when you say it, "Oh man, yeah, I know that. Yeah, Don't Be a Bama." Y'all gonna turn the whole 50 states into D.C. Because
right. Before
I got up here, I came up here 25 years ago, and I heard somebody say, "So to somebody, you a Bama?" I knew what it meant in my mind. Which was pretty much what you said, but because of my age, I knew it was more geared. It was geared more toward like you did some real country crap. You know, you did some real country super.
Right,
you know,
right.
That was really country. See, to me, it means country because that's from Alabama. But it lines up kind of with your definition. It's just somebody doing something really stupid. Like, come on, man, really, you really did that? You know.
Right, right.
But you know, and I think that's really. You know, I like the brand. I like it. I think it's a great brand. I think you have a really good future with it because, like I said, there's a whole bunch of people don't know what a Bama is. Think about it. You went to RG3. RG3, like, what is a Bama?
Right.
You know, it's a whole different generation. Now, you go talk to somebody my age or older, they're going to know what a Bama is. They're going to tell you what it is. You're going to be like, no. It's a little bit different twist. It's like, no, he country. He did something real stupid in country. Because he's from the back.
Right.
So it's almost kind of like the same thing as a parallel. So where do you guys, let me ask you this. So where did you guys go to school at? I mean, where did you start? Did you both go to college? Where did you go to college at? Shout them out, you know, whatever.
I kind of pulled like a Kobe LeBron type thing. I just went straight to the pros, no college. So I just, but you know, this is so funny. I think this is so funny. And I think it just shows how young I was. And I think it was 11th grade. Somebody told me that in college you have to write 20 page papers. And I was like, well, I ain't going. And that's why I didn't go to college. It's crazy.
Wow.
But I just had this, yeah, it's like, I was just like, well, I'm not going. You got to write 20 page papers. But I just always had a hunger for to be an entrepreneur and to, you know, make it big. So I went to Magruder High School in Rockville, Maryland.
Uh-oh.
That's where my, that was the highest education I got. I did get my diploma. And and then you know, School of Hard Knocks, of course. Shout out to them.
Absolutely, that's the best school. That's the best school in the world. That's the same school I graduated from. I'm just not going back to college. So don't feel bad. What about you,
right.
Jermaine? Well, similar story. I finished high school at Clinton Christian over at Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and I got my diploma there. I played ball. I was actually a decent ball player back in the day, and I went to school at Southern Maryland and played basketball.
Okay.
And then after Southern Maryland, I stayed a year there, and then after Southern Maryland, I started my first company about 20 at the time. And failed miserably, School of the Hard Knocks. And then after that, I said, well, I don't know what happened. I wasn't really sure, you know, but I went back to basketball and actually went overseas and played for a hot minute. But then when I got back from overseas, that's when I started my second company, excuse me, which is my investment company. And I actually did well with that. I definitely had some ups and downs. I learned so much about business during those years. I did that for about 7 years. And I started that company in Atlanta. So, you know, that was back when the market was get it, fix it, and flip it. And,
right.
You know, it was a good market down there. That was before the 2008, before the bubble burst, basically. You know, we were
right.
able to get down there and do some really good work. I did some consulting on some good-sized projects while I was down there. So so my business acumen really grew just from owning my own company, doing investment consulting, and kind of sitting at some round tables. I breathed some rare air over the years. So, you know, I was kind of primed and ready for this opportunity to link up with Natalie. And, you know, we just really are kind of taking off kind of rocket ship style since she and I were hooked up.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So who is the marketer between the two of you? Is it both, or who is the marketer? And I ask that because a lot of people out here start businesses, but their main problem is they have great ideas, great service, great everything. In fact, I'm going to watch one of my favorite shows. I don't know if you guys watch this, but I love Shark Tank.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah,
Me and my wife watch Shark Tank. I don't miss it. If I miss it, I'm taping it. But there's a lot. But who's the marketer? And who's the marketer out of the group? And you know, where did you get your marketing ideas from? That's probably about me. My last question, probably.
Well, I would have to defer to my beautiful and illustrious and smart partner and boss and CEO over here.
Oh,
right, man. Hey, Tremaine. Your nose smells right now. Don't do that. Don't be a Bama. Don't be a brown-nosed Bama.
I gotta give props because as soon as I say, hey man, I did all the marketing, I'm gonna get fired as soon as you hang the phone up.
Yeah, your boss gonna fire you. Yeah, you're right. Your
boss fire. I think I have a better question. I'm not overstepping with Mac, but I think this is a question I'm gonna ask. You guys sat down with each other once you decided you want to go in business. How did you decipher who's going to do what and who's going to be responsible for what?
Yes.
Well, we both knew our strengths. I knew that a lot of the design elements and the artistic portion of what we do was, you know, a strength of hers. Of course, business is a strength of mine. So when it comes to certain things, we defer to one another when it comes to making those type of decisions. But really, the paths have kind of carved themselves out as the business started to grow and expand. So there's certain things that just naturally, as we begin to grow and expand, I do, and same thing for Natalie. What would you say, Matt?
I would say pretty much the same thing. Like once we became partners, we just kind of got into the groove of what our natural strengths were, because I don't really think that I wouldn't say that we have weaknesses. I mean, everybody has weaknesses, but there are things that one is just maybe a little bit stronger at than the other. Like, for example, like Trey is great with branding and marketing, but that's like my lane. That's like where I just fly in. You know what I mean? So I think when it comes to that kind of stuff, and like with numbers and stuff, Trey is like the numbers man. I'm the one who's like, let's do this. We can do this. We can go to the moon tomorrow. We can go to the sun on Monday. And it's just like, he's like, Ned, relax. No, can't do that. We can't do this. And I think it's great because if it was up to me, I would put Don't Be a Bama on the Moon and think about the money later. Like, with Trey, you like, we can't afford that right now. Like, come on. You know, so it's like we just, you know, we really have a great balance with that, because when it comes to marketing and branding, it's so much you can do. And I want to do everything. I want to do every single thing. I want to give free shirts out to everybody. Trey's like, no, you can't keep giving out free shirts. But I just want to give out free shirts all the time. But I think it's great because that's that whole iron sharpens iron thing I was talking about, where
right.
There are certain times where Trey will pull the reins, because when you're just so creative, you don't want to do it all. And realistically, you can't do that in the beginning. You know what I mean? But we're getting to the point now where we can start to flex a lot more as far as creativity, because the brand has exploded in the way that it has. But I would say that in the beginning, we knew that we would be great partners, but now we've really gotten to the groove of, okay, this is my lane, this is your lane. And when I do do the branding and marketing stuff, it's not like I never consult Trey, because Trey's a genius too. So we just kind of, you know, we kind of just both get busy in the areas that we're the strongest in.
Right. Okay, with that being said, now, each of you have your own mind, each of you have your own thoughts. Now, every now and then, you guys are going to bump heads and not agree on whatever it may be. Who makes the final decision, or how does the final decision get done?
I'm going to just say we've had a whole lot of games of rock, paper, scissors. No, let me stop.
And, you know, it's because the thing is, one thing we try to talk about a lot is greatness. Like, that's like probably like our favorite thing to talk about. You know, when you know that you're perfect and you're here for a reason, you know that it's something bigger than, you know, who you are. And the one thing about us with those kind of personalities, you would think ego would be an issue. But like I said earlier, we, in any business owner, it's like you have to yield to what's best for your business. And even though there's sometimes when I may think that what I want to do is right and it's the best situation, it's the best plan, me and Trey will talk it out, we'll hash it out. And if my plan isn't the best, I'll gladly say, we always had this thing where we say, I can see some of what he's saying, because what he's saying is true. Or same thing with me, like he's never, it's not like, well, you know, I'm the man and what I say goes and this. It's, and I'll never come back and say, well, this is my business. And if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't even be it. Like, no, there's no egos at all. We just both yield for what's best for the business. And every business owner must learn to do that. You cannot love your business so much where you think you know it all, because there's always somebody who might know a little bit more than you, even when it comes to your own business. So there has to be a element of yielding and even like submission sometimes, especially when you have a partner, because you have to decide what's best for the business, egos aside, not about who's right, who's wrong. It's about what's best for the business. And I think we're just so blessed to have that kind of dynamic, especially with, you know, how great we both think we are.
Let me ask this question. Are you guys able to teach others how to market properly? If they started a business, a product, a service, internet, anything, have you guys learned enough where you could impart that to other people and help them with their business and marketing, getting out there in the sphere, in the marketplace?
I say like 1,000% yes. Like, and one of the things that we didn't get to really go into early with the whole glory and the story thing was, like, when we first started out, I mean, there was times when we had so many orders, we were backed up for a little while because, I mean, it's just me and him, and, you know, it's just a lot that you go through. But we can definitely tell entrepreneurs and people who have ideas what to do, what not to do, what might be a waste of time. If you focus on this, you could easily focus on that. Like, I think we have the formula of how to cut to the chase and really get to the finish line, because we did have to bump our heads a few times in the beginning. And just, you know, when you learn stuff, you begin to cultivate the way you operate when it comes to your business. And I think that at this point, if an entrepreneur or anybody came to us, not just in apparel, but if somebody said, okay, I have a business, what should I do? I mean, we have everything from trading, you know, how to trademark to branding or marketing. And one time it was funny because I heard Trey talking to someone on the phone, and he was talking to this guy, and he was like, now, sir, he was like, you can go with 100% cotton, or you can go with a cotton blend. Now, cotton blends are, and I was just sitting there listening to him, because he was telling his man about cotton and cotton blends. I was like, look at you, you know your business. He was like, yeah, you guys, I study. So I think that, definitely. What do you think, Trey?
Absolutely. I mean, we both have our experiences. You know, I think Natalie's probably been doing what she's been doing on the artistic side for 7-8 years or so, and I've been doing the business side for about the same. And like she said, just because that's probably what we specialize in, we still have great talents in all the other areas. So, you know, as a team, you know, that's something that our business, you know, actually strives to do. And, you know, people always ask us, man, what's the formula? What do you do? And, you know, definitely don't mind imparting knowledge. You know, you know, you want to be able to help the next man come up. You know, you can't get blessed with a closed fist.
Exactly. And the reason why I asked that question, though, is because people who may be listening or may listen to this show later or archive it or whatever, I wanted to know if somebody has a product or service out there and says, you know what, these people sound like they're really on the ball. You know, I think they could take my thing to the next level, or at least give us some exposure, get us known, whatever. How would they contact you? Is that through the contact page on your website, or how would they contact you?
Yes, if you go to the contact page on our website, it's don'tbeabama.com, and that's Bama with one M. The contact page sends it directly to our email, so we'll see it. And right exactly where you are, that's one thing that we pride ourselves on. Like Trey said, you can't get blessed with a closed fist. And I think sometimes people may get nervous because they think, okay, if I help you, then you won't take my spot, so I don't want to help. And I think that your gift will make room for you. If you truly rocking with something that's original, if you truly rocking with something that's, you know, never been done before, or even if you're just kind of coming and making your own way and providing a niche, or even just kind of carving out your own lane, there is room for you. Like, you can't take anybody's spot because it's called my spot for a reason. It's mine. So, you know, we definitely want to help as much as we can. And we'll definitely pass on any knowledge that we know, because sometimes people go through things so you don't have to. And that's the blessing of just business and life. You know, like, I might have learned something that it might have taken you 3-4 months of research. But I'm like, oh, girl, all you got to do is research this, da, 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 and you're fine.
Exactly.
And it might
exactly.
be where I learned that just for you. So that's why
exactly.
it's just like, you know, a big pain of inspiration is always good to just pass on what you know.
Exactly. So let so tell everybody before we go where they can, how they can contact you, stay up on you guys, where on online, where is, give us every place we can see, because I see the icons on your webpage, but I want everybody to hear from you so they listen back to this, that they know where to reach you guys at online or so, or show support or show love or, you know, just be a part of the movement. Where would they find you online?
Okay, so our website, once again, is don'tbeabama.com, and don'tbeabama.com, not Bama with two N's. But also, if you did type in Bama with two N's, you can still get redirected to our website. So that's just a little thing there. But also, we're on Instagram, same thing, I'm at don'tbeabama with one M, and Twitter at don'tbeabama. And you have definitely follow us on Instagram. We do cool contests and giveaways and stuff like that. So our Instagram is... very colorful, so
wow.
Yeah, definitely follow us on
there. And you're also, and those are the only places you are right now online. And how long are we going to have to wait until we get the Letterman jackets and the winter stuff? Where are we talking? Do we have a target date or when they should check the site or what have you or anything like that?
Well, that stuff is in the works now. So
okay.
We're actually, you know, going through some of the things to finalize some of the design elements
okay.
and different things like that.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe like mid-November, you know,
okay.
going into December because we want to be ready
okay.
for the Christmas season.
I was
can get
about
gifts.
To say.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, definitely mid-November going into December probably be a good time to check the site for our winter line. I like your idea of putting Bama stuff on the back of the shirt, and we might
See?
Even take it a step further and start putting people's first and last names.
See, y'all get ready to get into some custom stuff. Hey, look, I'm just letting y'all know.
Oh,
I'm making
and if
video,
I might say something,
evidence.
I'm also
no, listen,
before
I'm
about
making...
to start doing. We have also if you could follow, we have a mascot. Don't be a Bama Bear. So
I
it's just
it.
Don't be a Bama Bear. And this is real cool little swagged out bear, and he dances and duggies and all this stuff. But we're about to start doing something called Bamagrams. And that's where you can hire the Bama Bear to go basically deliver some items to somebody who might be a Bama. And, you know, you can, you know, have them drop off sweatshirts and T-shirts, whatever. But we're calling them Bamagrams. So we're going to actually introduce that in the next couple of weeks. And that should be a very interactive, fun little element.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A bear delivering shirt.
The bear is cool. He duggies and everything.
Yeah,
wow.
So. Look, man,
wow.
About to, yeah.
Only us.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my Bama.
I just love it.
I'm looking forward to getting my Bama sweatshirt. I guess I'll probably get it by the end of next week. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure.
You
ordered it today. You
Jerry,
should.
Jerry doesn't live in this area. Jerry lives. Jerry, where do you live at? Tell him where you live at.
I live in New Jersey. I'm up.
Yeah.
Up
okay.
On the,
cool.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So when y'all
okay.
get stores in New Jersey, you got to hit Jerry up like Jerry. We
yep.
up here at the Trump. We up here at Trump Plaza. Yeah, I said it. Dream
right,
big.
Right.
We up here at Trump Plaza in the gift shop. You better come
right,
get
right.
it. Don't be a Bama.
Right.
Don't be a Bama.
And I'm just letting y'all know. Just letting y'all know so y'all don't get away with this. You know, I like you, Tremaine. You know, I like y'all. I like y'all a lot. But I'm just making video evidence. I came up with the idea. On the back of the shirt, the Bama stuff. I
that's
want
you
my
did.
Cut.
I want
my cut.
I'll tell you what, the only thing
I want, Lifetime Supply, Don't Be a Bama shirt, t-shirts. I'm good.
There you
I don't
go.
Want
there
nothing.
You go.
Extra money.
You got it.
All right, no, Miss. I know Miss Free want to give away a free shirt. Really? Okay. Tremaine over there. Look, Tremaine over there thinking like, shoot, go ahead, give him the free ones. We gonna make
give him the free ones.
He don't have that. You talking about? I see my wife now talking. You dumbass. You rich in shirts and poor in money. You fool. I got a t-shirt, man. I ain't even gonna front. I wear t-shirts
that's
for days, man. I'm the only substitute. I do substitution for for great elementary schools and high schools. I'm the only sub that wear T-shirts every damn day, gym shoes and T-shirts and jeans.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
just so good. I'm just so good they don't bother me. They be like, all right, how you doing? Great.
Hey, man, when your T-shirt and sneaker game is fresh enough, they're not going to say anything.
Nah, they ain't going to say nothing. The kids don't say that. They be like, well, I like your gym shoes. You know how kids
yeah,
are,
yeah, yeah.
They got I go to high schools where I never see the same tennis shoes twice in the whole school year. Like, you really? Seriously?
Man.
Yeah, and these, yeah, and it's us. I'm like middle class kids, like, red. They be going hard. But definitely, I got to talk to you guys. I'm going to call you guys after the show, probably late, not this weekend, but probably next week. Tremaine, I'll call you guys both and get you on the phone because I got a few ideas and I got some people I want you guys to maybe talk to about some ideas, some things that I have, some concepts that I have. And I think
Absolutely.
That's why I asked you about the marketing, because I'd like to put you with people that, you know, have a product and say, I can't get it out there. I can't get people to notice, and I'm doing everything I can. Well, you guys have connections. You guys know people, and so it's always a good thing. And Jerry knows
Definitely.
Me. I probably give more than anything to everybody. I don't be like, give me this, give me that. I try
right.
to help put people together because I always try to treat people the way I am biblically, which says you reap what you sow, you get back what you give out. And so for me, if I were an entrepreneur, I want somebody to give me something. And it ain't always got, and everybody ain't always got money. So sometimes
right.
you just give, and you see something coming. You'll get your return down the line. See, I give and say, all right, Lord, it's your responsibility to give back. It ain't the man's responsibility; it's your responsibility.
Right.
And that way, you take
like
the focus
it.
Off the people. So whether they say thank you or do anything, you don't feel like you owe me something. No, God owes you. If God owes you, you good. Because you ain't gonna never.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't gonna
yeah,
never
that's
worry
true.
About that. That's gonna come back. So,
you never
can
without you.
That's exactly. So,
Matt, you just took us to the mountaintop.
Hey.
Yes,
Jerry, knows me, Jerry knows me. I'm crazy, but, you know, just like I said, you know, look, man, God's been teaching me a lot about grace, man. And
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
I just say this is that God's grace is sufficient for me. It's sufficient for everybody, and I've been truly blessed. Jerry probably knows this. Vic knows this more than anybody. I mean, Jerry can sit and tell you the people I've met. People I know, people I met, I should never know. I should have never
right.
met. And it's
mm-hmm.
only by the grace of God and because he put me there. And it's truly, you know, my heart's desire. I'm going next month to Las Vegas. Jerry know I go every time I go to Las Vegas, I go to Mayweather Gym and
yep.
I hang out and I sit there and I – And sometimes I sit there in awe and I go, man, I can't believe I'm sitting in the same place that these people run on TV and people ain't never been in this place, you know, and to sit down and talk
mm-hmm.
to
right.
Floyd Mayweather, talk to Floyd and talk to his father. And I'm like, man, I'm actually sitting here talking. Sometimes I have an out-of-body experience and go, man, God, are you serious? Like, I'm really sitting here right now talking to these people. Like, I should not be here right now. A kid from the inner city,
right.
I shouldn't be here. So I say all that to say this, I tell everybody, man, God's grace is sufficient. You don't have to earn it. You know, I'm wild. I say some wild things. I do things. I'm not perfect. But God keeps saying, you know, you don't have to work for my approval. You don't have to work for my righteousness. You don't have to work for my blessings. You don't have to work for things. It's by grace. And grace is God doing something simply because he loves you and wants to be good to you. And in spite of yourself, he still wants to bless you and do it. And that's because Jesus paid the price. So I tell you that to say, you know, keep God in your business. You know, I try to tell people that all the time. Even if you know, even though I know sometimes we slip up, we do things wrong, but God is a forgiving and loving God. He's not a bad guy who's sitting there waiting to bust you upside the head and punish you. He really is
right.
going to overlook a lot of things you do. So keep doing what you're doing. You know, God knows Obama. You know, he'll probably be wearing a T-shirt right now. The devil is Obama, for real.
The devil is Obama.
But like I said, you guys are doing a great thing, and
yep.
would you please come back to the show, you know, right around the time, maybe either before or right around the time you guys drop your winter line mid-November? I mean, you're invited back anytime you guys want to promote something or push something. You guys help my show ratings, and I'm going to actually give you guys a link to the show so you can put it on your website or whatever so people can listen to the show. And I really appreciate you guys coming on. It's really been a lot of fun, and I am truly
Definitely.
Blessed to do what I do, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it, Max. So
yeah,
appreciate the invite.
You.
And you know we'll be back to see you. We're definitely going to let you know when we're dropping the winner line. And, you know, we're excited to come back on the show and share some new stuff with you. Because by then, you know, we might be on Forbes by then, so.
Hey, look, I don't care if it's the Forbes 1000. If Forbes is in front of it, I'm going. You ain't got to tell me. It should happen to me.
Right.
There's a lot of people around here, Rich, that ain't on Forbes. How about that one?
There you go. Be undercover.
Hey, look, don't try to be everywhere, shoot. You still want to be able to walk into McDonald's and get a meal without people mobbing you, shoot.
Yeah, well, that's true. I can skip the fame.
I was going to say,
that's my partner. She wants the same, which is why we work so good together.
Like I tell everybody, being popular and all that stuff is cool, but you got to know how to use it. And for me,
I try
to use mine for good and try to always keep God included in it. And as long as I do that, then I know I won't get lost. When I start doing it on my own and trying to make it on my own, then I'm in trouble. I got to have God do it because Jesus said he can do nothing without me. So I
got to have him. Once you put God and put Jesus first, man, you definitely got the formula.
Exactly.
Right.
So with that being said, man, you know, you guys are invited back. Let me know in mid-November when you want to come back. My schedule, only probably I got the professor on November 22nd, and that's the only guest I got right now. So you guys are more than welcome. Just give me a call. It's every Friday night. Pick a Friday. Call me up. Say, hey, look, man. And we'll talk before then anyway, because I'm going to talk to you guys probably next week, Monday or Tuesday. But I really am humbled to have you guys on here.
Yes, definitely.
And I hope
thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys having us.
I mean, my thing is, I'm good. Like I said, when y'all drop them joints on the back, I'm going to make sure everybody knows. I'm the one who gave me an idea. I'm going to post a picture. I'm going to post it on Facebook, and on the bottom in the comments, I'm going to see it in big letters. I want my cut. And you can respond back. Your shirts are in the mail. but thank you, guys. I really appreciate you.
Yep.
You know, please come back again, and God bless you in all your efforts and everything you're doing. And, Jerry, I think we've had another great show.
Yes.
Tremaine, hit me up, email me, man, and I'll ask our producer to give us a link to the show, and then you can put that on your website, on your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever you want to do for people can hear. But I just want you guys to go out, support, don't be a Bama, but at least buy the shirt. If you're a Bama, don't buy the shirt, because you lied.
I did.
Well, you're not a Bama. But,
Right.
I'm saying support the movement, support it, you know, go out and get it, man. It's black folks. We doing it. We trying to become entrepreneurs. And all you people who sit up and say you want to see us have our own field, our own 40 acres and a mule, these two people have a 40 acres and a mule. It's moving fast. Please go and support Don't Be a Bama. And like I said, if you need to contact them and you don't know where to contact, you forget. You guys know me, Mac. You know me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. You hit me up. I'll direct you where you got to go. Otherwise, please go where they are and support, because we got to support our own, because if we don't do it, nobody will. All right? And with that being said, we are done with our show. Thank you guys very much, and I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you.
See ya.
No problem.